Once again, hello everyone, and thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, your hosts for the next 5 minutes to try to lighten your day a little bit. I'm going to share something from Merlin Withrow and some advice from Dr. Phil today.
And I have some interesting laws coming up.
Oh, we got more of those. Great.
Yep, a few more. Not a lot, but we'll wake everybody up with how unique they are.
And don't forget to check into TSLN.com. That stands for Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry, including some rodeo stuff. That's Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Today on The Good Stuff, I have something that was sent in from Merlin Withrow, and it's some advice from Dr. Phil. So he says, I'm passing this on to you because it definitely works, and we could all use a little more calmness in our lives. By following simple advice heard on The Dr. Phil Show, you too can find inner peace. Dr. Phil proclaimed, the way to achieve inner peace is to finish all the things you have started and have never finished. So, I looked around my house to see all the things that I had started and I hadn't finished. And before leaving the house this morning, I finished off a bottle of Merlot, a bottle of Zinfandel, a bottle of Baileys Irish Cream, a bottle of Kahlua, and a bottle of vodka, a package of Oreos, the remainder of my old Prozac prescription, the rest of the cheesecake, some Doritos, and a box of chocolate. You have no idea how good I feel right now. Please pass this on to those whom you think might be in need of inner peace.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Okay, well, guess what? You cannot steal poultry or receive stolen poultry in Rhode Island.
I heard that.
You did not. Title 11, that's Chapter 41, Section 9, if you're into the details, of Rhode Island's General Laws on Criminal Offenses state it's against the law to steal or receive stolen poultry. Every person who steals poultry from any building or enclosure in which poultry are kept or confined, or whoever shall receive poultry knowing it to have been stolen, shall be punished by imprisonment for not more than 1 year, or by fine for not more than $500, or by both. What do you think of that?
That's pretty expensive for a chicken thief, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It was really a serious crime.
It was. It is. It's still on the books.
Oh, well, yeah.
Here in North Dakota, you got to watch your poker playing. The North Dakota Legislative Branch's Administrative Code on Games of Chance, that's Section 99-01.3-09-01, to be exact, says licensed organizations can conduct a maximum of 2 for-profit poker events in a fiscal year, and each poker event is limited to a 72-hour period, so you cannot play poker longer than 72 hours. Organizations are allowed to run multiple poker tournaments at each of its licensed sites during this period. For a tournament, an organization must charge each player an entry fee. For each tournament conducted, the total fees cannot exceed $300 per player, which includes the buy-in or entry fee, plus rebuys, add-ons, and bounties. The total fees collected are considered gross proceeds.
Gross proceeds.
Yep, so there you go. You've got your bookkeeping guidelines, you've got entry guidelines, you've got it all totally organized for you.
I have a few other things today for the program. The top 20 newspaper classified ads, actual excerpts from classified sections of city newspapers.
Oh, can I do that with you? That just sounds like fun.
We can do a few of those on the program.
Okay.
All right. Stock up and save. Limit one.
I love it. Illiterate, write today for free help.
Here's another one. Our experienced mom will care for your child. Fenced yard, meals, and smacks included.
Oh, no. Again, these are newspaper classified ads. Auto repair service, free pickup and delivery. Try us once. You'll never go anywhere again.
How about a couple more of those newspaper classified funny ads? Here's one. Dog for sale. Eats anything and is fond of children. How about that one? And folks, thanks for tuning in to these great radio stations out there carrying the Good Stuff program. If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that, and one day it might show up here on an edition of the Good Stuff.